Dear Cheap Astronomy, will we ever fly spacecraft home for reuse? We are now in the age of reusable rockets. Although most of the available statistics come from the reuse of SpaceX's Falcon 9 first stage. For that, there have been 577 successful relandings out of 590 attempts, representing a 98% success rate. Indeed, it's 99% if you just consider the latest Falcon 9 Block 5 version. The Falcon Heavy has also done well in recycling its side boosters, although less well with recycling its center core. Other companies like Blue Origin and other countries like China are also adopting rocket reuse as standard practice, although they haven't done it enough times to calculate a reliable success rate. And we should note that whenever SpaceX's Starship becomes a going concern, it is also expected to achieve good reuse statistics. But remember the Space Shuttle? Surely an icon of recycled spacecraft. The Discovery orbiter launched the most, 39 times, with Atlantis not far behind at 36 times. And of course, they flew, or at least glided, back home. Also, the solid rocket boosters from each shuttle launch stack were reused after coming down on parachutes and splashing down into the ocean. And they didn't sink because they were empty steel cylinders that could trap a large volume of air. Modern rocket stage recycling can't really use splashdowns because their lighter aluminium structure would probably crumple in a splashdown. Plus, using a liquid propulsion system means they have quite complex plumbing and lots of openings where water could rush in. So their best option is retro rocket firing to steer and slow them to a soft landing, either on the ground or on a drone ship platform. However, the wings and wheels space shuttle landings were 100% successful out of 133 attempts. Of course, there were 135 space shuttle missions, but neither Challenger, destroyed on its 10th mission, nor Columbia, destroyed on its 28th mission, ever got to the point of commencing a landing. So you could argue that glided landing is 100% safe and retro rocket landing is 98 or 99% safe. That is pretty good odds for what is a much cheaper materials recycling solution, but there will be some reluctance to put astronauts on something that has a 98 to 99% success rate. Mind you, it probably is an unfair comparison, given that various forms of glided landing have been tried and tested, and sometimes failed, for more than 100 years, while SpaceX's first successful retro rocket landing was little over 10 years ago. Indeed, it should be said that SpaceX has actually had an unbroken run of 267 successful relandings from 2021 to 2024, but then there was a mishap in August 2024. There have been no mishaps since, but you know. So all of this represents a real challenge for the Starship system, which does intend to return astronauts to Earth on retrofired rockets after a space mission. SpaceX intends to recycle both the Super Heavy booster after launch and subsequently the Starship vehicle itself at the end of the mission. The current plan is to land both into the arms of Mechazilla, a cute name for the modified launch tower, which has two grab arms, sometimes called the chopsticks. These arms have successfully caught a returning Super Heavy booster at least three times now, and catching the upper stage Starship vehicle will be trialled soon. The catching approach is fabulously efficient. since you can launch without the dead weight of landing legs, and by returning straight back to the launch tower, you can start prepping for the next mission almost straight away. Indeed, grabbing the upper stage Starship vehicle while it's still in the air means it's ready to be plonked onto another super heavy booster almost straight away. So the Starship system is fabulously efficient and hence fabulously cheap, but there's no track record yet to say if it's fabulously safe. If it doesn't all work out, we really could go back to the wings and the wheels. Or otherwise, there's always good old-fashioned parachutes.